From the Marquee Media Studio inside Mark Tank, it's the Mark Haney Show.
Yes, this is the Mark Haney Show on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love. And, you know, we do that by building the Backyard Advantage, the most connected community in the world for local entrepreneurs. And today is, I think, our 10th in a series of 12 most valuable towns in the backyard. And today we will be talking about Folsom. I am joined by my daughter and co-host of this series, Ashley Haney. How are you, Ashley?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you know what? We have two celebrities from Folsom that they know firsthand how great Folsom is. We know it as well, Ash, because I go to Folsom all the time, but we have people that are really part of building what Folsom is all about. Adrian Blanco, he owns Adrian Blanco Jewelry, and Phil Scott, he basically is economic development for the city of Folsom. What you choose Folsom and other things, leading the charge to drive the local economy in Folsom. So with that said, maybe I'll kick it off with you, Ash. A little bit of your background, because you bring this real estate perspective, and maybe we'll talk about why Folsom and why we chose Folsom as one of our best in the backyard.
Well, how can you not choose Folsom, right? It's one of those places that you go there, you got the quaint downtown, you've got the mansions, and you've got everything in between. So there's a little bit of everything, something for everyone is what my clientele love. I personally like Folsom because I like to go to the rodeo. I like to go shopping downtown, and I like the people. So,
yeah. Well, I'll be kicking over to Adrian. Adrian, why don't you introduce yourself and your business, and maybe let them know why you're more than just a jewelry store. You're a pillar in the community, really, is what you are. Even though you are a leader in the community, you're involved in all the different things that the small business community, the entrepreneurial community is doing. Plus, you're into tequila, which I really appreciate about you.
I've been known to like the tequila, but I'm Adrian Blanco, and I own Adrian Blanco Jewelry in Folsom. We've had our store there for 7 years now. I've been in my new location that I was able to purchase back in 2020. And it's an amazing spot. I look at my store as a destination versus, because we're not in Old Town. We're not in a shopping district. So you really have to have a reason to go there. I chose Folsom partly because my wife grew up there and we thought it's a great place to raise our children and start a business. And from day one, I kind of understood that it takes more than just opening up your doors. You really have to plug yourself into the community, whether that be writing checks to sponsor things, showing up for events, ribbon cutting, and doing volunteer work, mm-hmm. which I do a lot with the Rotary Club. The combination of all those things, I think, is what lays out a great foundation of a business that will that can withstand even a pandemic.
Yeah, and I want to kind of give a little plug for Adrian Blanco Jewelry and Adrian specifically, because when you walk into Adrian Blanco Jewelry, it's almost like a welcome,
it's an experience.
Welcome. Thank you. It's usually kind of busy unless you go there after hours drinking tequila.
What?
So Adrian throws these really cool little tequila tasting get-togethers,
and occasionally tasting.
They're private. Yeah, they're not. Well, that's before you buy some jewelry, right? Before you got to have something to drink before you buy jewelry, you know what to buy. But no, your selection is super. You know, this is. I don't mean this specifically to be a commercial for you and you. But it is different. We've all been into jewelry stores at the mall and high-end jewelry stores all over the place. Yours is super high-end, but it's kind of like in this, was it a house before? But now it's in a commercial, it's in an area where they've made the homes more like a commercial type thing?
Well, from the outside, it still looks like a home.
A little bit, yeah.
And the historic district really wanted to preserve that. It became an office for the longest time, so they put a bunch of cubicles. We took a lot of that down and opened it up to what you see now. So it is part of the charm. I never imagined myself to be in a high-end shopping center. It's not who I am. I mean, the way I dress even at work, you know? I mean, I'm wearing Jordans or cowboy boots, for that matter. At my store, our culture is about getting you or making you what you want versus trying to sell you what I have. So you don't have to buy anything. Like, I'm there to help you. How can we make this a special experience for you? And I think that's what keeps our customers keep coming back and referring us, to the point that we're not just a Folsom jeweler, we're a regional jeweler. I have people driving up from the Bay Area because they heard from someone that we took care of them real well. So we're very blessed and we're really happy to be
involved. Well, I feel like the culture of the business community is a lot like, it's almost like some of that stuff's infectious, right? Your attitude spreads to another small business person and spreads. The next thing you know, you got this club of small business people that are all super cool. And Phil, you're at the heart of building that community, attracting new people to Folsom. Tell us, give us your background and maybe like what you see is special about Folsom.
I think a couple of times the word has come up about community and culture, and that's something that I think it's easy to feel when you come to our town. I'll give you an example is show another community that on Community Service Day has 2,400 people show up to take care of their community. Right. So it's something that we care.
Okay, I want to interrupt you. 2,400 people, they show up to do what?
Different projects. And so there's different committees that throughout the year we decide it's going to take down graffiti. We're going to take the water hyacinth out of the ponds that looks so trashy. We'll clean up along the trails. We'll redo bark. The city can't do everything. And just as a reminder, I've read the Constitution several times, and the most important three words are we the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it takes everybody. And I think the difference is that's what we have. And even with Adrian, it's we the people. It's not for staff to figure everything out, or electeds, or even the business community without the residents. It's all of us together. And I've been there since 1989. There were 21,000 people at that point. So it's grown quite a bit. And I think it keeps getting better. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it keeps getting better.
100%.
Is because now we've got all of the services that we need. There's really nothing you can't get in Folsom. And whether it's a retail, whether it's a service industry, we've got it. But I believe that it's the relationship based. And when you talk about Adrian, right? He's not there. It's not transactional. When you get something from him, you don't feel like you were just sold something. Now go on out on your way. It's, hey, now you're part of us. And I think that that's something that our community has done really well. And that, one of the other big things that we've focused on for decades now is making sure that our elected officials have a business mindset. And Intel actually lent one of their executives for 1 year to the city. They actually sat in City Hall and really helped build out that mindset. So, whether it's staff, and everything's not perfect, right? There's perfection is unattainable perfection, but we're really damn close. I mean, there's not a lot of lists that Folsom's not ranked pretty high. And so it's something that there's a community and culture in Folsom. We know what we've been. We respect our history, mm-hmm. and we've preserved it, right? Even to what 100%. You can and can't do in the historic district. But we're also leading edge. I mean, if you look at some of the development that's going on, LEED certifications and things like that, we're really embracing the future.
Okay, well, let's talk about this a little bit. So I want to get into the history, but okay, so you said 21,000 people back in 1989. Now you're under 100. 84,000 people. So pretty fast growth, continuous growth, but it's been good growth because, look, you preserve the quality and you preserve a lot of the culture. Yeah. Now, the history of Folsom goes back to what? Gold Rush days or what is that?
Gold Rush days for sure. And, that played an important role. But even back then, we were still innovating. You figure we had the first railroad from Sacramento to Folsom. That predated the Transcontinental Railroad. And we had the powerhouse that generated commercial electricity. So that helped light up Sacramento. So we're not new to innovation. And that's something that we've been built on. And then also being a node is that even bigger than the gold rush was the silver rush in Nevada and the Comstock load. 30 carriages a day were being sent out of Folsom, right? So we've kind of been that center for people to come and shop, mm-hmm. just as you said earlier, is we've been known for that and we'll continue to be. I think at build out we'll be at about 110 to maybe 115,000 population at build out. So we don't have this desire to become some metropolis. That's not mm-hmm. our goal. Our goal is, and similar to all of us here in this room, is we don't have to be the biggest, be the best. And size is an outcome of that, right? You don't get to go big and then decide to get good. That's tough. I don't care whether it's a community or business. When you're the best, then it's very attractive and people want to be a part of it.
Let's talk about the proximity a little bit too, because you're located on Highway 50. So we're Placer County people coming over from Rockland up the I-80 corridor. So we just sort of scoot around the lake. Typically when we go to Folsom, it's not quite the back roads. Take Auburn Folsom Road. And you're over there in, 10 or 15 minutes from where we are at. So, Ash, in terms of, location and getting in and out, do you see strategic value in where it's placed in terms of, being an asset for Sacramento?
Absolutely. I see a lot of people that are relocating from the Bay Area wanting to come to Folsom or El Dorado Hills specifically because of the proximity to Sacramento. They can go work in downtown and take a 25-minute car ride and be in Folsom and be door-to-door. So we're seeing a lot of people who maybe don't want to have that downtown lifestyle but still want to live within a close enough proximity to their workplace relocating to Folsom. Even people from Granite Bay and Roseville, the location is fantastic. You're right at the heart of everything. You're on the border of Placer County and El Dorado County. So you're kind of like the little centerfold of two other counties.
All right, I'll circle back to the business community, but since you're bringing up, housing and why people want to live where, you two obviously have chosen that as a place to live and raise your families. Your wife Evangeline is in the real estate mortgage business as well. So what are you seeing in terms of why it's such a great place to live?
Yeah, it's instantaneously. It's the things that don't show up on most reports. So our person-on-person crime is extremely low. I think Lincoln is the only one that has a lower person-on-person crime, and there are about, 46,000 people. Person-on property crime is extremely low as well. So people that want to have a safe, clean place to live, Folsom is an ideal location. Then you mix in the overriding concept that we're there all together to have a great community. So having our small businesses and the philanthropy that Adrian does is amazing. And there are a lot of us, right?
Yep,
there's a lot 100%. Of us. It's not just us or just the two of us here. There's so many people that we've created that culture of giving back. And it's really, really important. So in addition to the physical attributes and where we're located, is that it's a great combination. And then you put in the water features. Not many communities have a lake and have a river that run down the middle of it. Yeah. So and then we also have some other waterways, creeks and things.
The
so
bike paths.
All of the paths.
We come from all over the region to go use the bike paths or paddleboard or, you've got great shopping. So, it's really a destination. Yeah. But in terms of living there, obviously the local residents get to use this, and we sort of, from across the region, we encroach on you and come in and, hopefully we don't bug you too much, but we like it. Some of the things that we do is we go in and watch my granddaughter or grandson plays a baseball or, you guys have good, you've got good parks. You got a great park system. You've got great schools. Can you elaborate on what it is like in terms of living there and why it's such a good place? Safety, obviously, to me, that's probably number one, but also, what's in it for the, the people that live there.
Yeah. Why raise a family there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, from an amenity. So my wife grew up there and her whole family's been there for quite some time. Moving from Yolo County, we're trying to find a place where the schools are amazing, just overall safety. And that's really what we were getting when we moved to Folsom. Now, just, for transparency purposes, I am in El Dorado County now.
That's okay.
Not
we'll forgive
too
you.
Far. But my business is still in Folsom. I love Folsom. It'll always be my community. But it was great because you just get that sense of community 24/7. And you can be out late and not worry about something bad that could happen to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And, sometimes we get critiqued because we don't give out incentives in terms of economic development. We don't give companies money to come and defer taxes. We've invested in our infrastructure. It's been an absolute mindset of ours. Invest in your infrastructure and people will come. That's what, look at our K-12 test scores. I'll put it up against any in the region, but I think we've got better test scores than some of the private schools.
Wow.
So it's something that the parks make a big difference. It's that quality of life. couple that then with the strong economy, and a great community is not built on great governance. It's built on a strong economy. I'm preaching to the choir. Yeah. Right? It's built on a strong economy. Layer in great governance, and that's how you have a magical community. Everett Palmer, who is our former city manager, he got that. And that's where I got the whole mindset is have a great community with a strong economy, have a government that doesn't create barriers for business, but it actually takes away the barriers. And so it's those things that I would say, I would still label us as progressive in the way that we govern and the people that are involved. Keep in mind that the other advantage we have is being as an incorporated city is that we have our own city council. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference. If you're in an unincorporated area, nothing against the county soups, but it's when you have somebody who now, and especially with districting, is you have to have your representations from your neighborhood, literally.
Well, you guys are in Sacramento County.
Correct.
And a lot of times we don't think of the personality of a Folsom isn't anything like Sacramento. You think Sacramento County, but Folsom's way different than most of what we think about when we think about Sacramento.
Yeah, I'm conscientious. I love Sacramento. I love California. If somebody doesn't want to be here, I'll help them pack. I'm that sold on being here. They'll carry me out feet first. Is that it's we work hard together, as evidenced by Adrian and I being here today. We're not there's artificial geopolitical boundaries that if you ask me, where's the boundary between Orangeville and Folsom? I have no concept and I don't want to have a concept. Even Rancho Cordova, I don't care, right? Crossing the El Dorado Sac County line, I don't care, right? So it's for us to we can act locally and do the things that are important to us, but still have that regional mindset 100%. Because even if Adrian lives in El Dorado Hills, that's cool. His business is there. I think more of him, and I still will always associate him as he's Folsom because of where his business is versus even where he lives to me.
Yeah.
And so it's something that how you behave and the way he engages in the community as an example, we have so many more of those than people that don't. Yeah. And that's what helps make us special.
What's the housing market like in Folsom as compared to the rest of the region, Ash?
Honestly, the housing market is booming right now. We're definitely still in a seller's market with low inventory. But as interest rates are going down a little bit, things are going to shift and home prices are going to continue to go up. So you can still live.
So you think home prices are going to continue to go up?
I do. I think we have a new normal. We've stayed steady with high interest rates. As soon as these rates go down, we're going to be seeing an increase in pricing.
What about Folsom? They're a little bit, would you consider them a little bit on the higher end in terms of the Sacramento region, in terms of price? Because of obviously it's a great place to live, or how do they sort of stack up, I guess, compared to say Roseville or Rockland or maybe Elk Grove?
I would compare it. I would say it's Middle America, right? Okay. Middle America plus potentially. Okay. Maybe Roseville's a Middle America and Folsom's a Middle America plus. So okay. You have the higher end home. Maybe you're averaging $750,000 in today's current market for the average home, but it's not out of the question to see a multi-million dollar home or a $400,000 patio home. So there is new construction coming within the region also. So a little bit of growth, as he was saying, they're projecting slightly more growth. So it's exciting to add those in and kind of see where those fill in those gaps.
Which is part of the attraction. You said it earlier, is our housing stock goes from a starter all the way to an executive style home, even on a golf course, right? We've got Empire Ranch Golf Course there. True. So there's things that's for people to be able to come and know that they have the opportunity to move up and still stay even as their family grows or even as they retire. We've got it all there. And it's crazy. If you haven't been out in Folsom Ranch, my goodness, Toll Brothers is pulling 50 permits per month right now. And they built a huge community center. It's just an amazing. So I think that the overarching, it's like when somebody walks into an ice cream store, the question isn't, do you want an ice cream? The question is, what flavor do you want? They just walked in and did it.
Speaking of Folsom Ranch, man, Genie Ranch is already at capacity, I hear.
Yeah, and Alder Creek Elementary will come online next. And then the middle school, the land for the high school is there. So yeah, there will. We will always, always invest in our infrastructure.
Yeah, and I know with the schools are important. Obviously, we think of Folsom High School with the Bulldogs, but you've got
great football team.
Yeah,
so typically, right? You guys always have a great football team.
And you've got Oak Ridge.
Wrestling too. Yeah, your daughter's a wrestler. I mean, she's not that old, though. She's not in high school, is she?
No, she's a freshman this last year.
But shout out to our state champs, buddy.
But then also, you've got my assistant, Adrian. Her kids go to Vista, and they live in Folsom. So you've got multiple high schools. Sounds like they're open with their more growth to adding more. So there's room for everybody.
And you get Folsom Lake College, too, right?
So, yes. 100%.
Yeah. Great asset. Yep, just great having asset. Los Rios. And what's great about Los Rios is it services clear up into Placerville. Folsom, Rancho Cordova has their center there. And then with the other campuses, even clear down to Sac City. I'm a Sac City alum. Go Wild Panthers. So it's a great academic institution for us.
Okay, so great place to live. Check that box. We're talking about the most valuable towns. You brought up the economy. Local economy needs to thrive in order to drive some of these services and keep us safe and so on. Who are the major employers? A lot of the economy is around jobs. Who are the major employers? Because the one that's coming to mind for me is Folsom Prison. But, like, who else is there?
That's technically not in Folsom, though, right?
Oh, it's not?
Represa.
It's in a Represa.
We still get the advantage of the prison and something being insulated from ups and downs in the market. Mm-hmm. It's really important. You know, the school districts, the college, now hospitals.
Oh, Intel, oh, yeah.
Intel as well. They're hovering plus or minus 3,300 right now, down from over almost 6,000. But then we just Qualcomm, NEC, Samsung. We just the semiconductor keeps jumping. General Dynamics, Power School just got taken private by Bain for almost $5.4 billion. So, you know, that one started and grew really big out of Folsom.
Tri-Tool is out there, too. They're an innovative company.
Tri-Tool Rancho Cordova,
Rancho Cordova, okay.
Yeah. Which is
stone's
fine.
Throw. It's a stone's
it's
throw
a
again.
Stone's absolutely. You know, I think the best example is in Sacramento B characterizes a loss for Folsom was Solidigm when 1,000 people went from Intel is to Rancho Cordova. It's a win. They didn't go to Austin, Texas. They didn't go to Portland. Right. Nobody's going to change schools. Nobody's going to move their house or anything. Yep. So when that's a regional win for us, and it's really important. But yeah, the software, hardware, but look, we've got Dignity, UC Davis Health, Kaiser is adding 280,000 square feet. Sutter's going to put another medical facility with a hotel attached to it. That's also resistant to the swings in the market, right? Mm-hmm. The healthcare and the silver tsunami, which is the aging of our demographic of our entire country, right? The silver tsunami is here, is that that's going to be really an economic driver for us.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we've got some bigger businesses that are located in Folsom. Obviously, we've got healthcare as well. We're all involved in venture capital at some level, whether it be angel investors, investing into funds. We've got our own fund. You guys are doing venture capital stuff. I see your Thursday pitch night. And I know, Phil, you're involved in like Granite Co-working and some of the other things that are in and around venture and startups, which is really, so I looked at our list of portfolio companies, and I think we have more portfolio companies in Folsom than maybe any other town in Sacramento, including Sacramento itself. Like, you have a lot of good emerging tech companies there as well.
Yeah, and I think it's something that, you know, with the relationships that we can build with our startups, our mid-ups, and our grown-ups, that's what we focus on, right? Because they can be leading in technology, take on a project that the bigs can't do. It would be cumbersome for them to do. So I think that having the academic resources, but the connectivity, and you've heard me say it before, the three things in alphabetical order that we need in our region is communication, communication, and communication. We've got dough in our community, right? Mm-hmm. We've got dough. We've got smart people. There's lots of resources here. Oftentimes I find is we just don't know what's going on even in our own backyard, right? I've got to spend my time, and Adrian can attest to this, we don't even know all of the companies as much as we consider us visible people in our communities. We still don't know all the businesses in our own darn community. It's that, because it changes, right?
Is there like a place where people kind of gather? I brought up Granite City Co-working, because that's a place off the top of my head where I've been to many events out there and is running to other tech entrepreneurs out there. Are there places like that, or is that the hub?
I think it's one of the main hubs for sure. Kyle does a great job over there at Granite City Co-working. And then, you know, what we're hoping for is back in 140 Blue Ravine is one of the owners there, Cole Strombaum, who actually lives out here, is that they're taking on and giving these short-term leases to where companies aren't locked in long-term. Okay. And then also set up to where they have access to roll-up door, loading dock, which when you're an entrepreneur, especially if you're doing any manufacturing, anything of that, and development, So on-site technologies.
Oh, on-site. What about on-site? Just favorite companies. Yeah, one of our portfolio companies.
Which, to Ashley's point, they started in Center Street, went up to El Dorado Hills to Tyler Clark of Advance Inc., grew some there, and then now just came back.
They're in Folsom now.
Back in Folsom, taking down almost 12,000 square feet, bringing 20 jobs. Yay for our region.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So now even if you bring in over here, now all three counties. I just want to stress is that when we just all look to do a little bit of good for somebody else, don't keep score, don't keep track. That's how we will continue to be the great region that we are. Yeah. Right?
And probably the most respected venture fund in Sacramento is Moneta Ventures. I mean, I know there's probably listeners here that have invested into Moneta or have heard of Moneta. If you're a startup, we all sort of hope one day we will grow so that maybe Moneta will invest into us. But they're located in Folsom as well. So there's other venture capitalists in and around that region as well. So kind of feeding the backyard, if you will, out of that little ecosystem that mm-hmm. you guys have helped build. Mm-hmm. Okay, so small business is entrepreneurs and there's a wide range, and Adrian, you're at the heart of that, as I see it from an outsider, with the different business groups that exist there. But I see it in terms of like going down Old Folsom, and you know, I think I don't know if you're the mayor of like Old Folsom, but like, people know you in that region. Let's talk about some of the small businesses and who stands out in terms of besides yourself in terms of you know that culture and maybe who you appreciate in terms of Folsom.
I would say the one that stands out the most to me is Snooks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went there yesterday.
Right? Snooks is amazing. They've been around since the 60s. Mm-hmm. One of the oldest candy shops in our region, and they're right there in the heart of Old Town.
Oh, yeah, you gave me some candy. They do like custom candy can put businesses out there. You can get your logo on a, you know, I don't need to give away Adrian's secret there to winning in business, but he gives away a lot of cool stuff. And chocolate with your emblem on it.
Yep.
And they really make cool. it right there. Yeah. They make they it right there.
They just doubled. They're just finishing up the expansion.
Snooks really is amazing. Cool. Hanley's.
Yeah, I love Hanley's.
Hanley's Westernwear.
Adrian's kids work there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's Westernwear.
Not my kids.
Is that Adrian?
Adrian's
teammate.
My teammate.
So that's, is that an Old Folsom?
It is. It's right there. The
Central Business District.
Central Business District. There you go. But another business has been there since
Am I referring to that correctly when I say Old Folsom? Is that what you guys call it? Like, I think it's like Sutter Street. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Remember where STS Guns used to be, Dad?
Yeah.
It's over.
Okay,
Hanley's
yeah.
is over by there.
Okay.
So right up East Bidwell Street, if you run it clear out even towards Broadstone, is what we refer to as a central business district.
Gotcha.
So more in the 40s to early 70s-ish mm-hmm. kind of stuff is we refer to as a central business district. And so there's a lot of great companies. Look, the Kebab House, the same guy, Rocky's been running that since 1983, you know? And not all these companies have to be visible the way that Adrian does and philanthropic, but there's a guy who's been in business and through all the ups and downs, he's still there and has never lost his trust in our community. Mm-hmm. Hop Sing down on Sutter Street, another one that's been there forever. So we've got that long-standing history of success on the retail side, but then also on the tradable sector job side. So I think that what we enjoy the most is there's a little bit of everything. You know, you even look at Redbus now being able to be there in town and growing and thriving. And I think that some philosophy of we don't have to be the biggest.
What's Redbus?
It's our only brewery in town.
Oh,
so actually, the beer is brewed on Reading Street in Folsom. Mm. And so it's the only brewery we have. And I think that we don't focus on becoming the biggest. It's the quality of what we have.
I really like going down to Old Folsom to see, they have the Rancher Hat Bar, so you can make the cute hats. I call them wine tasting hats. So really cute, customizable. They're probably one of the newest ones downtown.
I'd say one of the fastest growing companies.
Yeah.
They're already in Arizona.
Yep.
I think they're opening a store in Nashville.
I do.
They're everywhere, and it started in Old
Folsom. What's the name of it?
It's called the Rancher Hat Bar, so I'll show you custom hats. Mom and I have gone. We'd be remiss to not mention the Palladio also. So.
Yeah, you've got great shopping there. So you got the Palladio, and you've also got the outlets. The Palladio's got all kinds of cool stuff. You used to have an office in there.
Speaking of the Palladio, you have MTT Collective, which is my trendy trailer. Literally a boutique jewelry shop that started in a trailer, opened up a shop in Old Town, and outgrew that, became this, they took over the old Charming Charlie.
Wow.
It's big. They everything you could ever need for fashion, even for men. Mm. So shout out to those guys because they're doing something really special over at the Palladio.
Yeah. And one thing I love too about Folsom, we haven't really touched on yet, not to shift gears, but I love that I can go there and my kids can play their sports there. So my kids play competitive volleyball and softball and baseball. My daughter can go have a beach volleyball tournament. My son can have a baseball game. And when I was younger, I was a springboard diver and I had my section championships where I got my scar on my hand right there at Lemby Park.
At the park there.
So it's been full circle. So we got the good,
No question. Okay, so what is your what's your favorite restaurant in Folsom? I found a new favorite. It is called Cantina Pedregal. I don't know that it's my favorite, but I was blown away by this place, and it's out off East Bidwell. So for me, it's a jaunt. I got to go all the way across Folsom from where I live to get there, but it was worth it. The chef happens to be a guy I know, Clay Nutting, and I think he's the chef. He's one of the owners of the place, and it's kind of like Mexican meets Mediterranean, full bar. I mean, have you guys tried that yet?
Not yet.
It is
awesome. They have right next to an amazing goat meat.
Yeah, probably do. Yeah. Okay, so which you guys are locals. You know what the best places are.
Well, this guy and his wife go out every Tuesday. Yeah. It's Tuesday date night. I look forward to social media.
Yeah, where are you going tonight?
I'm not sure. I said, you better take me somewhere good tonight, sucker.
You're big on Land Ocean.
My answer is a sentence between Land Ocean. If you want the best prime rib, that's Bacchus House. Mandera's has the best hot pastrami sandwich and onion rings. Oh, my gosh. Visconti's, go when you've got an hour and a half to have an experience. They don't have fast food. They have great food. Yep. And again, I think that one, too, it's you feel like a relationship. When Frank Visconti comes around and he's touching on you, loving on you, testing.
His mom and dad.
By the Palladio. It's across the street.
It's Broadstone. It's one of the oldest restaurants in Folsom.
It's great.
And the Visconti family, another perfect example. They do so much for our community, for law enforcement, for fire. They truly give back. So we're just so fortunate to have businesses surrounding us like that. And they've also become just a great, someone you want to follow. You know, their footsteps, how to be successful.
Yeah, I love going to Petra Greek. I love their Greek food. They have one in Sacramento, too. And then,
is that in the Palladio?
Yeah, that one's in the Palladio. And then if I'm downtown, of course, Scott Seafood is...
Scott's.
You can't not go there, or Sutter Street Steakhouse.
Yeah. Scott Seafood.
Gotta go there.
Test out, if you like that, Zest is another great one over there by Walmart. But go back to Visconti's. They started right there next to Handley's. They were in that small place for a long time before they moved over. And now they're expanding as well. So we've got these companies that have been there literally more than 25 years that are still expanding, and that's a I think a strong statement that it's so good we're gonna stay here and still expand. So that's you know, Zocalo just opened their back patio. That we've got a lot of great opportunities. Dos Coyotes, Taco Loco. There's the list goes on.
Yep. There's always a new restaurant opening.
Any flavor you want in Folsom, we've got it.
So people are spending money on going out to eat in Folsom. Is what
one of the new ones that we went to recently is closer to our house. It's Crawdad's on the lake.
That's right. Crawdad's.
That's a kind of that's got like a bar vibe to it, but it's
I'd say the best restaurant view. It is
in the area.
And the experience having the live music, the energy there is just amazing.
And I'm telling you, the way they did the roll up doors, the garage doors, that now when you go in, the outside comes in. I'm a huge fan. It sat dormant / decrepit for a long time, and now the new owners, props out to them. They really made it a place that we can be proud of, and so it's just if you haven't been there, it's for the experience. Yep. It's really really cool.
I'm really excited to see moving for the future. What's going to happen to that River District? Is there any development?
Tell me, what is the River District first? Yes.
So the River District, it's an organized effort. Choose Folsom. Joe Gagliardi, my boss, who part magician, part genius. There's really nothing that's happened in the last 30 plus years that he hasn't been involved with, and just really is focusing on more access to the river. So if you go from down at Highway 50 closer to Nimbus Dam, come all the way back upstream past Rainbow, because you can't go past the wire, is more access. And if you think about a lot of communities that are considered quote unquote great in our country and even in the world, they have some kind of access and engagement with the water that's there.
Oh.
And we don't have a lot. There's 90 acres that the state of California owns that they ironically bought for $10, literally in 1964. But we can't, that's state land. So we're wanting to work with them to be able to get more access, have a very, very well planned development. Is the River District is one that we'd really like to push the access to, especially with our housing numbers that we're required by the state to have, coming back to the whole housing stock. That would be a great place because of the light rail stations that we have along there that people could take, and they could literally jump on light rail, go downtown and work, get off, go on a, over a flyway, and then be there. So
you got those bike trails and that area where people like they go paddleboarding. I've been paddleboarding down in there. That's like on one side. Are you talking about directly on the other side of that?
On the Folsom Boulevard side. So this side,
okay.
That's owned by the state of California. And so that's something, though, that is 90 acres, which in Folsom now, if anything with 90 acres is huge, especially on this side of Highway 50. But I think that the River District is going to play out long term. We know that the corporate yard right now, where we still do the maintenance on the garbage trucks and do all this stuff, is on our best real estate. So right there, if you came down where the parking garage is and go across Leedsdorf, that's the city owns that land right there. Oh my gosh, to have a convention center, boating access to where you could go rent canoes and kayaks from, go fishing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what Adrian brings up about the River District. That's and listen, for all the people that instantly think, yeah, but we don't want more development on something. We got to keep it natural. It's not natural. That was mined a long time ago, and it was a river. It wasn't born a lake. It was dammed up. So,
there's probably like a 20-year plan for that, or multi-decade.
It's going to be a while. Yeah, it's going to be a while. But it's something that, look at the number of times we haven't changed our general plan. I believe there's only been two in 35 plus years. Is we've always had this long range plan out into the future. And it's something that, again, I just keep coming back to. There's so many people that are active in our community, and that's what makes a community.
I feel like leadership is always at the heart of anything successful, especially a successful city, but any business, any family, you've got to have great leadership. Tell me about the leadership of Folsom, and maybe even give us a little bit of a history on this, on that leadership.
I'm gonna say, for me, the success of my business has a lot to do early on with my relationship with Folsom Chamber.
Okay,
and it's very apparent how well Joe Gagliardi has built that, grown it, and just enabled people that are very talented to make things happen in the community, to take a no-name jeweler like me to becoming the small business of the year, one of the best local businesses in the area. But it's because of the fact they've given me the opportunity to really showcase my business. And they don't just do that for me. They do it for a lot of chamber members, a lot of businesses locally. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of towns have that. That's very concentrated on the brick and mortar. Yeah. And I found that really unique for me. So
you were talking about generally business friendly council and so on.
Yeah, decades ago, more than 25 years ago, because I've gone through it twice, is our leadership program that we run, to where we want to help foster and build leaders. And so it's very common that people that are going to run for office is they come through the leadership program, because they get to see behind the scenes at the city. They get to meet the leaders of the college. They get to do all the things in business leaders. We talk about business acumen. We study leadership. So it's something that we've had an active process of developing leaders, and we will continue to do that. I think that Leadership Folsom is one of the best things, and we've had great support from people like us have gone through it, but also our large companies that have donated to make sure that continues to go into the future.
We're the best class, by the way.
Best class, for sure.
All right, I was number one. You guys are both in it, huh? Not surprised. Definitely leaders in our community. And when you lead in Folsom, you're also leading across the region, and it's definitely appreciated. So what did we not bring up that we need to bring up? Ash, maybe we'll go around and then I'll close it out. What else we need to talk about?
Nope. I know we touched a little bit about it too, but I'm in the heart of the thick of my kids in their sports safety, allowing them to be independent, but still be... think they're independent, but not. So I love that I can take my daughter downtown yesterday, walk the streets, and feel very safe. And I also love that I can go watch them play their sports, whatever sport it may be, and go thrive in a beautiful environment. And frankly, I just think we touched on the lake, but the lake's amazing. This is the best lake in the area. People are coming from everywhere, and people want to be near water, especially on some of our hotter days. So those are the things that I love most about Folsom, outside of the wonderful people.
Oh, thank you.
Adrian, you want to?
Yeah, so for me, Folsom is such a unique place that I know I'm going to have my business there for as long as I want to, you know, want to stay there, you know, and eventually expand somehow. But, you know, it will always be my first love. And I want to really give a shout out to Choose Folsom and the Folsom Chamber, because they really make things happen for businesses. And I want to advocate for small businesses. Please support your small businesses. We are the ones that write the checks to your soccer team, baseball team, basketball team. Support your schools. We're that direct, and we can make that happen.
Yeah, I that's 100% agree with you. Is that, and oftentimes I believe that people get trapped in an incorrect mindset that we're just out to get rich for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that can't be farther from the truth, as most often we're the ones that are giving back to the community at the highest percentage. If you look at it, dollar on dollar, is the business owners are some of the ones that donate the most money. So I echo that of shop local. It matters, because that sales tax increment comes back into our communities. The rolling effect of a dollar spent in your community matters. Mm-hmm. It really does. So if you have a choice of, I could spend it, you know, in a different county or somewhere else, make that decision. Especially what's going to crush us is the difference in the tax increment of you buying online, yep, versus going in the store. Mm-hmm. It really matters. We're projected in 3 years to have a deficit. We've never had a deficit before. We have a reserve. It matters. So as much as you can, resist that desire to just be able to, you know, push a button and it shows up at your front
door. You guys
doorstep.
Love me. I never buy anything online.
Yeah.
But my wife does, though. I'm not going to lie.
I get it. Mine does too. We do. Be aware of that, and support your first responders, please. Fire, police, we don't defund anything. We will not. If I have to write, I do write personal checks. Is that we're strong supporters, and, you know, really where your greatest success is comes from your greatest amount of discipline and organization. It doesn't come from laissez-faire and chaos. That's what you get when you have that. So just be involved in your community. Again, I'll close with Constitution starts we the people.
I love it. Well, I'll close with the word destination, because that's what it is for me, even though it's a close destination. I'm probably like you guys. I live in Loomis, and I like to go to the local Loomis places, but, you know, then you end up going, okay, I'll go to Roseville, Rockland. You end up going out 5-10 miles. But if you want to go get something specific that maybe you can't get anywhere else, it's a good shot. It might be in Folsom. And a lot of times that's like the highest quality of something. And that's what I would say is the highest quality of a jewelry shopping experience. It is in Folsom. I mean that. Not just because you guys have tequila. That's part of it. But no, seriously, you have to find things in your backyard that might not be right next door to you, but might be a little bit of a destination. And you guys are filled with that, with those kind of destinations in Folsom. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You are a valuable part of our backyard.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. We appreciate it.
And to all you out there fighting the good fight for entrepreneurship and for the backyard advantage, and of course, all of you out there fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life. Here at Haney Biz, the Mark Haney Show, and the Growth Factory, we're never above you. We're never below you. Always by your side.
This segment includes the personal knowledge, experiences, and opinions about angel investing by seasoned angel investors. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Nothing in the segment constitutes a solicitation, recommendation, or endorsement.